KNOM Update News. I'm Eva DeLapp. It's 9:02. With the passage of the Violence Against Women Act last month, the debate of tribal jurisdiction has been thrust again into the spotlight. The Association of Village Council Presidents and others have expressed their frustration that Alaska Native tribes were not included in the Violence Against Women Act provisions that grant tribal jurisdiction over domestic violence and sexual assault cases, as they are not classified as reservations. VAWA only provides expanded civil and criminal case jurisdiction to tribes in Indian Country and Metlakatla in Alaska. Senator Lisa Murkowski says this debate over jurisdiction has been going on since before she was in the Alaska Senate. She explains that the Supreme Court has already made the distinction that Alaska does not have reservation status and is not part of Indian Country. As debates are ongoing, Murkowski says women who need assistance are caught in between.
They see the state and the tribes arguing over jurisdiction. They're probably thinking, well, how is this helping me? I'm trying to get to that point where we can say, how can we help you today?
Murkowski says that discussion of tribal jurisdiction is not off the table, but efforts need to be made now to assist those who are fearful. She has recently unveiled a rural public safety initiative to set up a framework for what she says is a public safety crisis in rural Alaska.
It is an attempt to bring together our Alaska Native tribes and the state of Alaska, to bring them together to increase the public safety presence and the authority in some of our very rural communities where we know we simply do not have adequate law enforcement.
Murkowski is proposing commissioning tribal or village public safety officers as special officers who can assist with state criminal law enforcement. These officers can offer what Murkowski terms as civil tribal diversion remedies for individuals in villages, whether they are tribal members or not. She explains that an offender would have to consent in writing to these civil remedies as an alternative to state prosecution. Murkowski says that tribal courts could then impose sanctions for offenses as deemed appropriate. Anything from restorative justice, restraining orders, commitment for treatment, or even issuing orders of banishment. Sharing her initiative amidst the debate about VAWA, Murkowski says a good thing has come out of all of this.
I think it really has shined a light on the fact that here in Alaska, we can and must do more to help victims of domestic violence.
Senator Murkowski is looking for input on her rural public safety initiative. You can share your thoughts by going online to murkowski.senate.gov or by contacting her office at 1-877-829-6030. The leadership of the 12 Alaska Native regional corporations have come together to support a change to the oil tax structure in Alaska. However, they have stopped short of endorsing the bill being considered in the Alaska legislature. Last Thursday, the ANCSA Regional Association issued a press release calling on the legislature to continue moving on an oil tax reform bill. The Regional Association is made up of representatives from 13 regional Native corporations and the president of the Alaska Federation of Natives. Thursday's press release prompted Alaska Governor Sean Parnell to issue a statement expressing his appreciation for the ANCSA Regional Association's statement of support for the oil tax reform legislation. That implies that the association is supporting Senate Bill 21, but apparently that's not the case. Kim Reitmeier is the association's president. She says the press release was intended to express the association's view that Alaska needs a stable oil tax regime that promotes increased exploration and development. Reitmeier confirms the association is not supporting a specific piece of legislation or specific methods to increase oil development in Alaska.
Our press release is not an intent to support SB 21 specifically and in the exact language. Our intent is to put our support behind our legislature to pass a tax regime.
The chair of the ANCSA Regional Association is Jason Metrokin. He's the CEO of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. He refused to comment for the story, but he's quoted in the press release as saying Alaska needs a robust oil and gas industry that requires a stable tax regime for new investment. That, along with the timing of the press release, with just days left in the legislative session, seemed to imply support for the oil tax changes included in Senate Bill 21. Reitmeier says the timing of the press release was not intended to support a specific piece of legislation.
Honestly, the timing had to do with, in part, we had a board meeting, and we had some meetings that we conducted in Juneau, and it happened to coincide right before this press release came out. So we had a regularly scheduled board meeting in Juneau.
In last week's press release, the association claimed that ANCSA Regional Association stressed that the final bill must benefit all Alaskans, including rural residents. Reitmeier says the message is that more must be done.
If we stay status quo, that's not a direction that the association would be content with our state going.
In last week's press release, the association claimed that tax reform for the oil and gas industry that truly results in increased production will give communities across the state access to important economic opportunities. A Fairbanks lawmaker has asked to be excused from a call for the House for 9 months. Representative Scott Kawasiki asked to be excused from April 15th, the day after the session is scheduled to adjourn, through January 14th. That means he would be excused from a special session if one were called. The next regular session begins January 15th. No one objected to the request. A spokesman for the House Democrats said that Kawasiki's way of standing up for the 90-day session limit, but it drew a rebuke from fellow Fairbanks Representative Steve Thompson. Thompson said he found it appalling that someone would be unavailable to do the work for which he was elected for months. Thompson's statement drew the House version of applause, thumping on lawmakers' desks. A nonprofit group has donated money for a major piece of equipment for Beans Cafe Soup Kitchen in Anchorage. Beans Development Director Ken Miller says the $17,000 convection steam oven will be formally dedicated today. The Anchorage Rotary Hillside Club spearheaded the effort by local Rotary clubs to donate the funds for the equipment in memory of Beans' late executive director Jim Crockett, who died suddenly of pneumonia in November. At the time of his death, Crockett also was president of the Gateway Rotary Club in East Anchorage. Beans began feeding needy Anchorage residents in 1979 and now serves more than 800 meals a day. The price of gold in New York has fallen $4.60, trading at $1,572.60 an ounce. Silver has fallen 12 cents, trading at $27.24 an ounce, and zinc is at 83 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome this morning at 8:42. It's expected to depart to Anchorage at 9:42. Unofficially 24 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.